Connecticut Democrats will take action on a bill to create a state public option for health care coverage before the state legislative session ends in 11 days. Republicans say they have not been consulted. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Governor Ned Lamont joined Democratic legislative leaders in announcing the bill. He says as a former small business owner, he appreciates the state creating a public option for health care.
It gives us the best opportunity in a long time to expand access to people who don't have access to affordable health care and to bring down the cost of health care.
Matt Lesser is the Senate chair of the Insurance Committee. He says the plan would reduce health care costs by 20% for individuals and small businesses.
We're going to lower the price of prescription drugs by bringing in affordable prescription drugs from Canada. We're going to expand Medicaid for low-income adults. We're going to control rising premiums and deductibles with subsidies and reinsurance. We're going to follow other states, and we're going to create a cost containment commission looking at the overall cost of health care.
He says it would also be paid for by a 1% tax on opioid manufacturers. Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano is alarmed that Democrats are introducing the bill so late in the session without consulting Republicans.
With a bill that hasn't even had one day of sunlight, not even as we stand here right now, that is absurd. But that's the arrogancy of the majority that I have never seen in this building, even under Malone. He would at least give us the opportunity before he paraded it out to a press conference.
The Connecticut healthcare public option would be available by 2022 if Democrats are able to pass the bill and have it signed by Lamont. Ebong Odama, WSH News.